Learning English from BBC Learning English. That is the noise of my bicycle. I'm John, and I cycle through London every day to work. I also cycle in London just for pleasure. What about you, Carol?
Never, no way. It's too dangerous and there's far too much traffic. 看来 John 是想说服我在伦敦骑自行车。
So you think it's too dangerous?
Yes, 我觉得在伦敦骑车太危险。
Too much traffic.
没错，车太多。
Well, in today's On the Town, we're going to put your mind at rest about cycling in central London.
让你放心 put your mind at rest. Okay then, so how will you put my mind at rest about cycling in London?
Well, first of all, there are some cycle lanes you can use.
你可以使用自行车道 cycle lanes.所谓自行车道就是特别为自行车行驶划分出的道路区域。
And there are quiet routes throughout London where you can share your road space with cars. There's less traffic on the quiet routes. Well, let's hear from someone else who regularly cycles in central London. Richard Gifford spoke to the BBC in its Video Nation web TV series. How did Richard become a cycling enthusiast?
Cycling is something that I've always done. I was brought up in Norfolk, which is very flat. And when you're a schoolboy and your school holidays in Norfolk, you want to get around the place, and cycle is the obvious way of doing it.
Richard says cycling is something that he's always done. Richard 骑车已经有很多年了。
Richard was brought up in the county of Norfolk. That's a large flat area in the east of the UK.
Perfect for cycling.
But Richard stopped cycling for a number of years before starting again as an adult.
Why did he start again then, John?
Listen to this.
When we had the tube strike, that was it. The old bicycle came out of the garage, got dusted down and oiled a bit, and got it out on the road.
Now, that's a very common experience. People often start to cycle in London because of tube strikes, or because they don't like to use the tube or bus to travel around the city.
Richard 的意思是说，要是遇上伦敦地铁罢工停运 a tube strike, 他就会把自行车从车库里取出来。He got his bicycle out of the garage. 然后骑车外出 He got it out on the road.
So we can say that a crisis got Richard cycling again.
A crisis. 在遇到突发事件时 ,Richard 就不得不骑车外出。比如当地铁罢工停运没有火车能送他去上班时骑自行车上班就成了他唯一的选择。
And he's cycled to work every day ever since.
Good for him.
This is BBC Learning English, and today we're on the town, cycling through London.
Richard Gifford is a keen London cyclist. 他喜欢骑车，他喜欢 he's keen.
Richard uses cycle lanes.
自行车道
and quiet routes.
车辆较少的线路
to cycle to work. But he uses another type of route to get to work as well.
What's it called?
The canal path.
就是沿运河修建的小路。伦敦的东西南北都有运河穿过。不仅如此，人们还沿着运河修建了道路。
Now, these routes are perfect for cycling in London, and Richard knows some of the history behind them.
The Victorians provided for us. They left a marvellous legacy, of course, of canals. And a canal has untold advantages over any other kind of cycle route because it's direct and it goes right into the heart of the city pretty well.
Some good reasons as to why cycling along a canal is an excellent option for cyclists.And it was the Victorians who built the canals.
原来这些运河是由维多利亚时期的人们建造的 The Victorians.
Yes, they left behind a marvelous legacy.
Meaning that what the Victorians built was of great benefit to the people of London generations later. 他们给后人留下了一笔宝贵的遗产。
Well, I'm off to cycle around London for a while, and then I'm going home.
Take care.
Okay, bye.